For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gill, broadcasting from Kansas City, Missouri at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. Dr. Emily Buck joining us, face of farming, one of the faces of farming and ranching. Ohio sheep and crop farmer, right?
Correct. We've got a corn, soybean farm in central Ohio, and then we've got about 50 ewes that we run and sell meat off the farm.
So how did you ever get involved in this Faces of Farming program?
You know, I'm not sure where I first learned about it. Somebody had said something about it, and I started looking it up. I knew USFRA from my off-the-farm job at the university. I knew what they were doing and saw that they had this program and thought, you know, I love talking about our farm. We love bringing consumers to our farm. What a great way to talk to consumers in a different venue.
So talk about what you do at Ohio State.
I'm an agricultural communications professor at Ohio State, so I'm training the future broadcasters. So get a lot of fun working with students and you know, staying active with research and things like that.
So this is a two-year kind of a commitment. What have you guys been doing here in the recent year?
Correct. It's 2 years, and we're 1 year in. So I've gotten to do several different things. I've gone on some panels in Washington, D.C., talking about food. I've went to the Sustainable Brands Conference in Detroit, which I never had heard of. But basically, it's all of our large organizations like Delta and all of those big companies talking about sustainability, and who else should be there but agriculture, right? And we've done a lot of newspaper articles and things. I've had an article published in Progressive Grocer. I've been interviewed by Forbes. And so USFRA really takes us and puts us where consumers are that typically a farmer wouldn't be, and allows us to have those conversations.
So what is feedback? What do you hear in return when you go and talk to these groups?
I think people are happy to get the real story and to hear from a farmer. You know, we have so many mixed messages out there and so much miscommunication, and having the chance to actually talk to somebody who's involved with it, I think they really appreciate learning what a GM crop is, learning what, you know, the different sustainability practices that we do on our farm. We've been talking a lot about smart farming. You know, we talk about smartphones, we talk about smart cars. Why not smart farming? You know, showing consumers the technology that we use, whether it's buffer strips around our fields, or it's the GPS and the tractors, or the animal handling practices that we do to make sure the animals are happy as can be. You know, having those conversations, people appreciate it.
Dr. Buck, I always hope when I do these interviews that hearing you speak is going to let somebody else kind of light that fire and say, you know what, I want to do that or become a little more active. When did that start for you, or has that always kind of been in your genetic makeup?
I think my genetic makeup, getting degrees in ag communications, I've just always loved talking about farming and having a farm. And I grew up close to Columbus, major metropolitan area, and so I saw very early on in life that consumers do have a disconnect and they don't know quite as much, and we do have a role in sharing that message, and USFRA does a great job of helping farmers share that message. They actually have an app they're launching in January that will allow farmers to get sort of a feed of news that's happening in agriculture. They just have to click a button and share it on their social media. So USFRA is continually trying to help us have that conversation easily and more efficiently.
Well, Dr. Buck, we appreciate your time. Thanks for being here, okay?
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I hope things stay warm there in Minnesota for you guys.
You know,
the snow's coming.
Last Friday and Saturday, we got 6 inches where we live in central Minnesota, but we're down to 2 now, so it's not too bad.
Well, you guys keep that in Minnesota. We don't need it in Ohio.
Well, thank you very much for being here once again as we broadcast from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting as we visit with the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance here on Chasm Radio.